All praise and thanks are due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we send salutations upon our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Respected ulama, beloved elders, our dear educators and fellow learners, I greet you with the Islamic greeting of love, peace and respect. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. On behalf of Islamian College, Masjid al-Furqan and the extended family, we would like to wish each and everyone a Jumu'ah Mubarak. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us a blessed week ahead, inshallah, ameen. We would also like to wish everyone a Ramadan Kareem, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts all our ibadah, ameen. In this blessed month of Ramadan, let us not forget our brothers and sisters in Palestine. May Allah grant them victory over their oppressors, ameen. Our speaker for today, I'm sure, needs no introduction, so without further ado, I hand over to Sheikh Saadullah Khan, the CEO of Islamic College. Shukran.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين وعلى أصحابه المنتجبين وعلى جميع الأنبياء والمرسلين قال الله تعالى في القرآن الكريم بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون صدق الله العلي العظيم وقال النبي حبيبنا المصطفى صلوات الله وسلامه عليه وعلى أهل بيته وأصحابه الساعي على الأرملة والمسكين كالمجاهد في سبيل الله وكالقائم الذي لا يفتر وكالصائم الذي لا يفطر وقال صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم الصيام جنة أو كما قال صدقت يا رسول الله. In the name of Allah, most gracious, most merciful, all praise is due to our Creator, our Cherisher, our Nourisher and our Sustainer. We bear witness there's none worthy of worship but Allah. We bear witness we believe in all the prophets who came throughout history. And we bear witness that Prophet Muhammad ibn Abdullah Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa ashabihi wa sallam is the final of all the emissaries of Allah. Respected ulama, huffaz, elders, brothers and sisters, educators, learners, respected youth, I greet you with the Islamic universal greeting of peace at this first Jum'ah, this auspicious hour of Jum'ah. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. Today indeed is the first Jum'ah of Ramadan for this year, and the global Ummah is in the mode of fasting. Fasting, of course, is one of the fundamental pillars of our faith. It's an important component of our ibadah. It is an integral program in pursuit of taqwa la'allakum tattaqoon for the spiritual and the moral enhancement of human beings and human consciousness. The tazkiyah, the improvement of human character, is linked to fasting. So is sakhawah, the generosity of spirit, the promotion of welfare to communities, tamkeen, the advancement and enhancement of societies, and all of this in keeping with al-qiyam al-islamiyah, with the values of Islam. In Islam, values are embedded in what we term ihsan, goodness. And this ihsan is premised and motivated by ikhlas, which is sincerity of intention and genuineness of purpose. And it is manifested in amalu salihat, in positive beneficial deeds, and is always in pursuit of taqwa, a righteous degree of Allah consciousness. And that taqwa, it is the pinnacle of human spiritual and moral development, as Allah says in Surah Hujurat, Inna akramakum indallahi atqakum. And also that taqwa is the primary objective of fasting as ordained by Allah Azza wa Jal, Kutiba alaykum al-siyam kama kutiba ala al-ladhina min qablikum. Fasting had been prescribed for you as we prescribed on those before you, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, in order that you may attain righteousness and Allah consciousness. Fasting and the pursuit of taqwa are highly personalized. It's one of the ibadat, as we know, nobody can witness. Salah, we can witness someone praying, even if they do it for show. Zakah, you can witness somebody giving charity. Hajj, you can see me at Hajj. Sawm is an ibadah which no one can really witness except yourself and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it's a highly personalized, yet integral to our overall entrenched ihsan. In other words, ihsan becomes entrenched. The value of ihsan manifested through taqwa. Fasting is thus not merely abstention from food and drink. It is that, but it's more than that. It is the abstention of all forms of wrongfulness. But in addition to that, it is also an abstention from indifference towards the dignity of people. As Allah reminds us in numerous ayahs, and in the hadith of Rasul in particular, hadith documented in the Musnad of Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal, where Rasul said, مَنْ لَمْ يَدَعْ قَوْلَ الزُّورُ وَعَمِلَ بِهِ فَلَيْسَ لِلَّهِ حَاجَ أَنْ يَدَعْ طَعَامَهُ وَشَرَابَهُ. Whoever does not give up lying to people, who does not give up doing wrong deeds, and whoever does not stop speaking bad words or acting ignorantly and foolishly, Allah sees no need why he is not eating. In other words, there is a link between the abstention from eating and drinking to our interaction with the world around us. Ramadan is synonymous with siyam, fasting during the day, and qiyam, prayer through the night. But look at the relative social consciousness that arises from its corollary, how Allah or the hadith links up. It says, As-sa'i ala al-armala wal-miskeen. The person who takes care of the needy, the person who takes care of the orphan, who takes care of the widow. As-sa'i ala al-armala wal-miskeen. Kal-mujahid fi sabilillah. Is like the one who's striving in the cause of Allah. Wa kal-qa'im alladhi la yaftur. Is like someone who fasts without breaking fast. Who stands at night without stopping to pray. Wa kas-sa'im alladhi la yuftir. Is like someone who fasts and does not give up fasting. So you can see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala links up the notion of social consciousness with the notion of fasting and good deeds. And therefore, ihsan becomes manifested through that. In fact, amongst the best evidence of taqwa is expressed through our commitment to social justice. I'dilu huwa aqrabu littaqwa, as Allah says in Surah Al-Ma'idah. Ensure that you are just, because the manifestation of justice is the closest expression to righteousness or to piety or to taqwa. We cannot truly be living Ramadan with all our personal attempts at a heightened level of spiritual consciousness and recalibrating, rearranging our morals through our siyam and qiyam without social consciousness, without being concerned about the suffering of those who are desperate, about those who are oppressed, and those who are dispossessed. Thus, this must be amongst the saddest Ramadan of our lives. A Ramadan where we are witnessing an unfolding genocide while many world leaders merely watch on, and most Muslim leaders, political leaders, and their government-paid ulama seem to be subservient and complicit by their indifference. It is impossible to look past the inhuman scale and the barbaric range of atrocities being perpetrated against our brothers and sisters in Palestine. Despite the fact that 99 journalists have been killed in Palestine in the past 4 months, social media and reliable sources relay the tragic reality of the genocide as it unfolds and of the reality of things as they happen in Palestine. As of yesterday, the 14th of March, 2024, 360,000 homes have been destroyed, 267 churches and mosques have been flattened, 392 schools and universities ruined, 23 hospital and health facilities completely devastated, 204 doctors and health professionals lost their lives, according to the United Nations, 31,774 people, civilians, have been killed, of which 12,500 are children. In fact, According to the United Nations, more children have been killed in Gaza in the past 4 months than in all the wars in the past 4 years in the world. 6,400 women have been killed. 8,000 people are missing, mostly children and women, many under the rubble. 77,000 are known to be injured, and 1,950,000 Palestinians are internally displaced. Many huddled up in supposed safe areas, and when they go there, even there, they are targeted. All this after 16 years of siege and blockade, and after 76 years of occupation. So, as we willingly abstain from food and drink, we have the luxury of willingly abstaining from food and drink while our fridges are full, our shops are full, our restaurants are operational. But as we willingly abstain from food and drink while fasting in Ramadan, less than 83%, according to the United Nations, less than 83% of the people, or rather 83% of people in Palestine, have no access to water. 550,000 Palestinians are facing the prospect of starving to death. 29 Palestinians have already died of starvation and malnutrition and dehydration. 15 of them were children. And even the European Union, for whatever it is worth, the foreign policy chief, Joseph Borrell, said this week, he said, "This ghastly reality is a man-made disaster where starvation is being used as a weapon of war in Gaza." There's a hadith documented in the Sahih of Imam Muslim, where the Prophet relates that Allah inspires him to say, "Qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, inna Allah azza wa jal yaqul yawm al-qiyam." Allah will say on the day of judgment, "Ya ibn Adam, marittu falam tu'idni." Allah will say, "I was sick and you didn't visit me." "Qala ya Rabbi, كيف أعودك وأنت رب العالمين." "How can I visit you as a sick patient when you are the Lord of the worlds?" And Allah will respond, "أما علمت أن عبدي فلانا مريضة فلم تعده." "Don't you know that one of my servants was sick, but you didn't go and visit him?" "أما علمت أنك لو عدته لوجدتني عنده." "Don't you know, had you visited him, you would have found me there with him." And then the hadith goes on. Allah will say, "I was hungry and you didn't feed me." Say, "Allah, you're self-sufficient. How can you be hungry? How can I feed you?" Say, "Don't you know there were people crying out for food and you didn't help them? Had you helped them, you would have found me there with them." And then the hadith goes on. "Don't you know I was thirsty?" "Oh Allah, you're not thirsty. You're self-sufficient. How can you be thirsty and how can I help you?" Say, "Don't you know there were people who were thirsty and you didn't respond to their thirst? You had the whole river Nile by you. You had all the sea around you. Yet you didn't help. There was enough water for everything, but not even for the people to drink. And you didn't give them water. Had you given them water, you'd have found me there with them." I reflect on this hadith. And I'm sure Allah will ask us on the day of Qiyamah about this. And Allah may add to it, I don't know. I was being bombed and you didn't come to defend me or protect me. And we will say to Allah, "But how can we defend you? You're the Almighty. Who can bomb you?" And Allah may reply to us, "Don't you know the innocent Palestinians were being attacked in your lifetime? And had you helped them, you would have found me there too." In spite of the world leaders betraying the Palestinian people, the Palestinians facing down the most powerful countries in the world, left virtually alone even among most of their so-called allies. They've already suffered immeasurably. Their doctors, their nurses, their journalists, their poets, their rescue teams, their spokespeople, and even their children have conducted themselves with courage and dignity that has inspired the whole world. The leaders of the most powerful countries in the world have apparently lost any sense of dignity, any respect that they may have had, if any. And with that, they have lost their sense of humanity. However, in the millions of protesters in the streets of so many countries, besides the Muslim countries where they are banned, lies the hope for the future of the world, inshallah. So, reflecting on all of this, let us rid ourselves of the moral disease of self-righteousness, of pretension, of vanity, of selfishness, of vainglory, of greed, of envy, of bigotry, of hatred, of egotism, of egoism, of arrogance, of obsessive love of this world through which we compete with one another, trying to undermine one another, manipulation of power and authority, and the abuse of Allah's favorites. Let us rid ourselves of all of this. And let us instead fill our hearts with a positive, inspirational motivation. Motivations that lead us to constructive deeds. Deeds that reflect our iman. Deeds done with the purity of intention. Deeds emanating from empathy and compassion. Emanating from kindness and from trustworthiness, from humility and from sincerity, from sympathy, from compassion. All the characteristics that reflect ihsan and that open the doorways to taqwa. Because ihsan entails the confluence of good deeds emanating from a sound mind motivated by a pure heart. And it's the pure heart that is the passport to paradise. It's the pure heart, I repeat. Ihsan entails the confluence of good deeds. You can pray all you want, make millions of hajj, may Allah bless you, give charity, may Allah bless you. Ihsan entails the confluence of good deeds, emanating from a sound mind, but motivated by a pure heart. And it is the pure heart that will make you, that will be the passport to paradise, as Allah says in the Holy Quran, in Surah Al-Shu'ara, وَلَا تُخْزِنِي يَوْمَ يُبْعَثُونَ يَوْمَ لَا يَنْفَعُ مَالٌ وَلَا بَنُونَ إِلَّا مَنْ أَتَى اللَّهَ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ. On that day, prepare yourself for that day. On that day when many will grieve, on the day of resurrection, on that day when neither your wealth, your position, your possession, your power, your authority, none of them, your family status, none of them will count at all. At all. What will rather benefit is presenting yourself to Allah with a pure and a sound heart. So, if we truly engage our hearts, it will open our minds and elevate our insight. It will evoke our high consciousness. And then we can see our acts beyond the rituals that we perform. The Allah consciousness required for taqwa is facilitated through such kind of ihsan. As the Rasul said, Al-ihsanu an ta'bud Allah ka'annaka tarah, fa'in lam takun tarahu fa'innahu yarak. That is ihsan. To be in divine obedience of Allah, as if you're witnessing the divine, for the divine is ever witnessing you. At a personal level, let our Ramadan journey be steps towards a better self. You see, our tomorrows are determined by the steps we take each day, including today. Let every suhoor and every iftar be a time for introspection. Realize that every sunset gives us one less day to live, and every sunrise gives us one more day to hope. So savor every step, make every day count, make every fast beneficial. Treat every moment with respect, for we do not know how many more moments exist before all our moments in this world will be over. How many dear ones who have passed on in recent weeks did not know that they would not witness this month of Ramadan? Though our yesterdays have passed, those yesterdays are alive in our hearts because of the memories we have of those people. But our tomorrows are anticipated due to our hope. Therefore, make every day of Ramadan a means of great memory, of goodness for the future, so that tomorrow does not become a time of regret. Remember, it's all about purity. It's all about good intention. It's all about goodness. Let each one consider how many Ramadans have passed, and let each one of us reflect how many Ramadans are still left. Do not leave Ramadan saying, I wish I had done that. Rather, let's end this Ramadan saying, Alhamdulillah, I'm glad I did that. And as we conclude, I want to remind you about two things. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, As-siyamu junnah, that fasting is a defensive and a protective shield. It is a purification mechanism aiding our pursuance of taqwa. And Allah says in the Quran, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ تَزَكَّى وذكر اسم ربي فصلى. Successful indeed are those who purify themselves. I leave you with the dua of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, who said, اللهم آتي نفسي تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها. O Allah, grant our souls the capacity for piety and let us purify ourselves. You are the best to purify, as it is you who are his guardian and you are the protector. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Jazakallah khair. We make dua for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant Sheikh Salullah a long and healthy life filled with barakah, inshallah, ameen. There are just a few announcements. The International Qira'at Competition will be held this Sunday at Madina Musalla, Belgravia, 12 of Felt Road, Athlone, after Dhuhr at 1:30 p.m. Qira'at will be rendered by Qari Ahmad Al-Tantawi, Qari Mahmoud Al-Tantawi, and Qari Ahmad Farjala, all from Egypt. Qari Umar Masood from Zanzibar, and Qari Mubarak Talib, and Qari Siraj van der Skaif, who are both from Cape Town. Everyone is welcome to attend, and we especially encourage our mothers, sisters, and youth to attend as well. We also would like to welcome all women to the ladies' Tasbih program at Masjid al-Furqan between 9 and 12 p.m. on Sundays. 9 a.m. and 12 p.m. on Sundays, sorry. There's also a notice regarding the Masjid al-Furqan website that the website is now secured, alhamdulillah. Today is Jumu'ah, alhamdulillah. For the first time in Islamia College's history, we have an active student of our school delivering the Arabic khutbah, mashallah. So the Arabic khutbah will be delivered by Hafiz Muhammad al-Bashir Fall, the deputy head boy of Islamia, who will also be leading the salah. The first adhan will be made by Hafiz Abdullah Palika, and the second adhan will be made by Hafiz Muhammad Al-Sadi, who are also both students at Islamic College. I kindly ask if all musallis can please stand and fill any gaps so that there's no time wasted between the khutbah and the salah. Just a moment.
Jazakallah khairan. Before they stand, inshallah, just to announce that the fitrah and the fidya, the amounts of the fitrah and the fidya, inshallah, the sadaqatul fitr will be 77 rand or more. This year, inshallah, for the month of Ramadan, the fidya will be 28 rand per day. And inshallah, we'll have the stickers up by tonight, inshallah, on the boxes. And we urge the people, inshallah, to give it timely so that we can distribute the parcels, inshallah, way before Eid, inshallah, and not on the day of Eid or the day before Eid, inshallah. So those needy and less fortunate so that they can have, inshallah, the goodies for Eid, inshallah. And also, during the month of Ramadan, is actually the only time where the masjid do a collection, and we appeal unto the brothers and the sisters and the jama'ah, the community, to generously donate towards the masjid, the upkeeping of the masjid. You know, there are many things that must be paid at the masjid. I don't think I need to mention the long list, but inshallah, so we do request and humbly request the jama'ah to contribute towards the masjid, inshallah, especially during this time of the month of Ramadan. Jazakumullah khairan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. There are quite a few spaces inside here. There are quite a few people standing outside. So in the middle, please, can we just ask the brothers to fill it in before the khutbah, inshallah. So after the khutbah, we have no time, inshallah. No time wasted. And just ask the brothers to stand and fill all the caps here in the middle. Jazakumullah khairan. That side as well. Ask the brothers to move to the front, inshallah. Jazakumullah khairan. Quite a few gaps in between. Fadlan, brothers, fadlan, in the middle. Close all the gaps, inshallah. Jazakumullah khairan. Adhin.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. أشهد أن أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهد الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين والتابعين لهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، فيا أيها المسلمون اتقوا الله فإن الله مع المتقين. وقال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن الكريم بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون. وقال الله تعالى شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان صدق الله العظيم. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الصيام جنة صدق رسول النبي الكريم. بارك الله لنا ولكم في القرآن العظيم ونفعنا وإياكم بما فيه من الآيات والذكر الحكيم. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله حمدا كثيرا كما أمر، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله. فاتقوا الله يا أيها المسلمون. قال الله تعالى في شأن رسول الله إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم اغفر لجميع المسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون أقم الصلاة.
قوموا.
الله أكبر بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين لو أنزلنا هذا القرآن على جبل لرأيته خاشعا متصدعا من خشية الله وتلك الأمثال نضربها للناس لعلهم يتفكرون هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو عالم الغيب والشهادة هو الرحمن الرحيم هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المهيمن العزيز الجبار المتكبر سبحان الله عما يشركون هو الله الخالق البارئ المصور له الأسماء الحسنى يسبح له ما في السماوات والأرض وهو العزيز الحكيم الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والضحى والليل إذا سجى ما ودعك ربك وما قلى وللآخرة خير لك من الأولى ولسوف يعطيك ربك فترضى ألم يجدك يتيما فآوى ووجدك ضالا فهدى ووجدك عائلا فأغنى فأما اليتيم فلا تقهر وأما السائل فلا تنهر وأما بنعمة ربك فحدث الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله
استغفر الله العظيم استغفر الله العظيم استغفر الله العظيم التواب الرحيم الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم ونتوب إليه ونسألك يا رب التوبة والمغفرة والهداية لنا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم اللهم ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا واغفر لنا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم واهدنا يا الله ووفقنا إلى الحق وإلى طريق مستقيم ببركة القرآن العظيم برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم انصر المجاهدين والمسلمين والمستضعفين والمظلومين في غزة وفي فلسطين وفي كل مكان اللهم إنا يا الله نجعلك في نحورهم ونعوذ بك من شرورهم اللهم انصرهم ولا تنصر عليهم يا عزيز يا غفار يا مولانا يا رب العالمين اللهم أنت السلام ومن
منك السلام تباركت يا ذا الجلال والإكرام سمعنا وأطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.
Excellent, excellent. Awesome.